Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. In today's episode, I want to share with you the hidden reason why I highly recommend you have an engagement photo session scheduled. First, let's talk about what engagement photos are. An engagement photo session would be a time that you and your fiancé would get together to take some formal or informal photos prior to the wedding. You can have your photographer take them or even a friend with a camera phone. They're typically done at least 6 months before the wedding. However, some couples will have them taken at about a year out. Really just depends on your time frame for planning and what you plan to use them for. While you're shopping for photographers, make sure to ask them if they include an engagement session with their package or if that's something that you would need to add on. I highly recommend that you have your photographer take the engagement photos, but we'll talk about that in just a second. First, let's go over some of the most common ways that couples will use their engagement photos. I think the most common reason couples will have an engagement session is to use photos on their save the dates. Having a photo on your save the dates is a great way for your guests to feel more connected with you and your wedding. And of course, it always looks better on the fridge when there is a picture. If you're planning on setting up a wedding website, that's another great opportunity to be able to display some photos. It's likely you're going to have some guests that at least one of you hasn't met yet. So having some pictures out on your website is, again, a nice way for your guests to feel connected prior to the wedding day. I love it when our couples will have their engagement photos printed and used at the wedding itself. So we'll commonly have like a beautiful framed photo next to the guest book, or you can even purchase guest books on sites like Shutterfly that are intended to be used as a guest book. And of course, it's nice to have some professional photos to have around the house that do not involve a tux or wedding dress. However, I want to share one of the most important reasons why I encourage my couples to have engagement photos, and I bet it's one you haven't thought of yet. It gives you a practice session in being in front of the camera before your wedding day. This is also why I highly recommend when you do an engagement session, you use your photographer that you're going to have for your wedding. Most of us feel a little bit uncomfortable in front of the camera. I know I certainly am. And when you have an opportunity to work with your photographer and practice, it's going to help take away some of the nerves of being photographed. It also helps you get used to the photographer's directions and allows them to know what your comfort level is in photos before the wedding. You'd be surprised how much this can really help your photographer on the wedding day too, when they know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. I often say it's similar to having a hair and makeup trial done. Most brides will opt to have a hair or makeup trial before the wedding to make sure that they're comfortable with the style and they feel confident going into the wedding day, similar with your engagement sessions. The engagement photo session is also an opportunity to incorporate places, people, or things that will not be able to be present on your wedding day. For example, if you met at a bar that is special to you, but you know you're not going to be able to take photos on the wedding day there, that would be a perfect opportunity for a location for your engagement photos. Maybe you have some furry friends at home that are not invited to the wedding. Including them in your session would be a great way to get pictures of the whole family together and also be able to use those to have them feel like a part of your wedding day. Or maybe it's just time to update the family photos. You can certainly include more than just the two of you for part of the session, but make sure you schedule plenty of time for photos of just the two of you. Now I'd love to hear from you. Are you planning on having an engagement session before the wedding day? Head on over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let me know there. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you could leave me a quick review. And make sure to include some future topics you'd like to hear on the podcast in your review. It would mean the world to me, and it will help more couples get the wedding planning tips and advice they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.